Do you mean to say, he asked, that you are completely isolated from every connection?
I do. Not a tie links me to any living thing. Not a claim do I possess to admittance under any roof in England.
A most singular position at your age. Here I saw his glance directed to my hands, which were folded on the table before me. I wondered what he sought there. His words soon explained the quest.
You have never been married? You are a spinster?
Diana laughed.
Why, she can't be above 17 or 18 years old, St. John, said she.
I am near 19, but I'm not married. No.
I felt a burning glow mount to my face, for bitter and agitating recollections were awakened by the allusion to marriage. They all saw the embarrassment and the emotion. Diana and Mary relieved me by turning their eyes elsewhere than to my crimsoned visage, but the colder and sterner brother continued to gaze, till the trouble he had excited forced out tears as well as colour.
"Where did you last reside?" he now asked.
"You're too inquisitive, St. John,"
murmured Mary in a low voice, but he leaned over the table and required answer by a second firm and piercing look.